The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Anyway, we are moving on to a terrifically interesting project that somebody took on, and anybody who's interested in books or travel or anything like that will be taken, I suspect. And we're joined in from a studio in London, actually, by Anne Morgan, who is called The Girl Who Read the World, which is an interesting thing. Good afternoon to you. And you set yourself a challenge to read a book from every country in the world in 1 year. What an interesting idea, but difficult enough, I'd say.
Yes, it was quite a challenge, actually. I didn't really realise when I took it on quite what it would entail. I spent 2012 doing that after I realised I didn't really read much world literature and I didn't really understand why that was. And I never read any books in translation from other languages. So I set myself this task to do this, to explore the world that way. And I was very lucky because the world decided to help me, but it took over my life really for a year, and it sort of has still taken over my life even now, I think.
How did you go about it? I mean, from every country in the world.
Well, that's right. Well, the thing is, one of the first questions that people often ask is, you know, how many countries are there? Because actually the truth is there isn't one answer to that question. It depends on your politics and right. where you are in the world. So I ended up doing UN recognised countries plus Taiwan and one extra territory, which people who came to my blog, where I was recording what I was doing, voted for. So that came to 197 countries in total, which was quite a lot to fit into a year.
How much did you have to read per day, basically?
Yeah, well, that's the way I did it, really. I broke it down to think, okay, so I need to read 4 books a week, roughly, and blog about them. So that means if you're taking the average book to be about 250 pages in length, then that means reading about 125 pages a day or thereabouts, to 150. So that was 3 hours reading a day, maybe.
Did it take the pleasure out of it that you were under that pressure?
Not really, because there was so much joy in the project in that people all over the world got involved and
helped.
Yeah,
tell me about how they did that.
Yeah, so the way I started off was because I realised I didn't read much world literature or any world literature really, I needed help. I didn't know what a good novel from Namibia would be or what to read from Bolivia. So I asked people around the world. I just wrote a really short blog post on my blog, yearofreadingtheworld.com, asking people to tell me what to read. And it was just a really short little piece. I thought I might be on my own with it. You know, it might just be me doing this project for a year. But within a matter of days, like 4 days after I put that online, just asking for recommendations, I got loads of comments. But then I got 4 days later a message from a woman in Kuala Lumpur saying, I've just heard about your project. I love this idea. I'd like to go to my local English language bookshop and choose your Malaysian book and post it to you. Would you let me do that? And I was amazed, you know, this stranger 6,000 miles away was volunteering to do this. But it became the pattern for the whole year. Again and again, people all over the planet who love books came to my rescue and helped me find things. And in some cases, helped me get hold of books that aren't actually available in English by translating them or sharing manuscripts that aren't published. So it was amazing, really.
Quite extraordinary. New country, South Sudan, caused problems for you.
That's right. Well, because I was doing this in 2012, South Sudan only became a country officially in July 2011. So it hadn't been going very long at all. And, you know, it had been through a real hell of a time in the recent decades, you know, terrible civil war and there was very little infrastructure there, no hospitals, very few roads. There was actually one tarmacked road when the country started, I was told by someone who worked in the government, and it went from the president's office to the airport.
As you would, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you can imagine with all that going on, there wasn't really any scope for publishing there. So I was just like, well, what am I going to do? You know, how are you going to find a book from somewhere like that? Luckily, because I'm a journalist and I had done an interview with someone who was a civil servant there, I had a contact, so I got in touch with him, and he actually put me in touch with a woman who's a writer, and she wrote me a short story specially for the project, and I recorded her reading it and launched the blog with that on South Sudan's first New Year. So that was really exciting.
And you had another one that had, or was it the same one that had all the illustrations that somebody actually asked you about on the tube where nobody talks to anybody?
That's right. Yeah, no, this was a book from a tiny little place called the Marshall Islands, which is a little island nation. It's dotted over about 250 islands in the Pacific. And it's a really remote place. And really, literature there isn't written down. People tell stories. I mean, you know, if you've only got sort of 10,000 people in the whole place, well, you're not going to write your stories down. Who's going to buy your book? You get your friends round and have a party and tell your stories that way. And actually, there's a very strong culture of telling stories. There are specially chosen storytellers who are given permission by the local chiefs to tell stories.
Well, we had that tradition here too, called a Shanachie, and it was tremendously entertaining and indeed reflected life. Now, of course, I'm going to have to ask you, top of your list, what were your favourites?
Well, it's so difficult because some of the books were favourites because of what people did to help me find them.
Yes.
You know, and then some were just amazing books. So, I mean, in terms of, and my favourites change all the time, but there were some great ones. Like, there's a lovely book called An African in Greenland, which is by this Togolese explorer who he ran away from home at the age of 16 in remote Togo, rural Togo. And he was scared of snakes, and he'd basically been told that he was going to have to go and spend 7 years living with the python cult in the jungle because of something that had happened to him. And he didn't fancy that. But he heard about Greenland through a book that he found in his local evangelical bookshop. And he discovered that this amazing country not only had no snakes, but no trees in which they might hide. So he decided he was going to go and live there. He ran away from home and worked his way up through Africa and Europe to get to Greenland and lived with the Inuits for 2 years and wrote about this. It was amazing.
And any other one? I know that you make the point, which I find really interesting, when I was talking about travellers, that you got an insight, and you quoted it, say, in Myanmar or Mongolia, that your tour guide, as it were, was an insider and gave you a really unique perspective on life that you wouldn't get if you visited the place.
That's right. I think that's the thing about stories that is amazing. It gets you to see the world through someone else's eyes. You get to get inside someone else's head.
Right.
And that's something that even the best news reports or travelling there yourself, you never quite get, because if you go and visit a place, you can see amazing things. And obviously, it's great to travel, but you're still an outsider there and you're seeing it as an outsider. Whereas when you read a story, you're actually looking at it through the eyes of people who live
Indeed.
With that reality. Yeah.
What madness made you take on Ulysses if you had to read 1.8 books a day?
I know. Tell me about it. Well, this was actually, it was towards when I was preparing for the project, I asked for people to help, you know, recommend
and
things.
This was, and recommended.
This was an Irish book blogger who I knew. I said to her, I should have seen it coming. I said to her, recommend my Irish book. So what does she say? She says Ulysses. And I just thought, oh God, you know, part of me, she did give me a couple of other alternatives, but I thought that would be wimping out, you know.
Okay. Anyway, so, you did it books on tape. Listen, if people want to look them up, they can get them on your website, www.ayearofreadingtheworld.com.
That's right. Yeah.
Terrific project, I have to say. Congratulations. And congratulations on actually doing it.
Thank you very much.
It obviously took a certain commitment. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us, Anne Morgan.
Thanks for having me.
All the best. Ciao. Bye.